Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. The Pistons organization did make a change over the weekend with an announcement. And then yesterday was the first time they threw the Art Van seat covers on the red seats.
Which happened to coincide with the death of Art Van Nelslander.
Yeah.
But that's not why they did it. It wasn't an homage to Art Van. It was Art Van happened to sponsor this.
Yes. Here's what I find most interesting about this. Because we've talked about this, and I swear to God, Kang, you were the first one on board with this, that the red seats act as spotlights for who's not there. Like, they stood out when a seat was empty.
Yeah.
And maybe it was just an optical illusion or whatever, but it really made the place look empty at times. Did you see the picture of the Red Wings morning skate today?
I did not.
Yeah, they're gone. So the Art Van sponsorship only applies to the Pistons.
It's just a Pistons.
Yeah. I wonder if the Red Wings organization is gonna expedite, you know, trying to do the same thing.
I would completely endorse it.
Calling off furniture stores. Well, calling off furniture stores.
Gardner White gets on board.
Is Gardner White technically part of Art Van, though?
I don't even know.
They should call Art Van and say, look, we think it's a good idea. Why don't we just leave those on the seats for now?
Yeah.
And they're just in the lower bowl.
Right.
Just within the camera's eye is all here.
If you think about this as a marketing thing, in theory, there's someone in every seat. So you're literally selling a small billboard that is being sat upon, which is a strange concept. Now, the person that takes said seat will see it. But if eventually one of these teams gets really, really good and there's people in every seat, I mean, not that on the TV crowd would see it and go, oh, look, Art Van, I guess. But it's just kind of a strange concept to me. They are selling a billboard that people will sit on. Most of the time, you want your billboard out there where everyone can see it. But if the stadium fills up, everybody's sitting on the advertisement.
Right.
It's kind of weird, isn't it?
No, well,
it's like
is.
In their best interest if people don't show up. You know what I mean? Like, hey, do you mind just not sitting in your seat for the rest of the night?
Now, again, it's not like it says in giant letters and on TV, you're seeing Art Van, Art Van, Art Van, Art Van in every empty seat. But it's just kind of the concept.
Well, it's funny because the furniture companies, whether it's Art Van or Gardner White or whomever, have always been a big part of sporting events where, remember, for years, if the Lions weren't going to sell out, you'd like hold out hope that Gardner White was going to buy out the tickets
right,
at the end and
right.
and disperse them. And now it's like full circle, like an Art Van sponsoring the seat covers for people that don't go to the games.
It's just funny.
It's ironic.
But it helps from watching at home.
That's all
it
perception.
It makes a big
right?
difference, yeah.
All perception.
It makes a big difference. Maybe you should have like what if they did this? This would be hilarious. If you have instead of the Art Van logo, well, you can still have an Art Van logo or have whatever logo, but the logo is like part of a cartoon t-shirt of a person. Like they put cartoon people on the seat cushions. With an Art Van logo or whatever logo right. you want on there.
Right.
That would be brilliant because then you're like, oh, is that a... Oh, no, that kid looks the same as the kid who's up there in 16 rows over.
From Steve on Twitter, too many new players to incorporate plus SVG's ever-changing mood. Stanley Johnson, Ish, and Kennard don't know their roles anymore. By the time Reggie is back, it'll be too late for the playoffs. From A_M Sports. I was at the Hawks game. Blake looked lost in the offense, put his hands up a few times to ask, what? Put up the ball, put up too many bailout threes. If I'm going to be critical of Blake, there are a lot of three-point shots. He's taken a lot of three-point shots.
Well, he took 10 on, I think he took 17 over the weekend between Friday and Sunday, and then he took six more yesterday, and his percentage is nothing special.
Mm-hmm.
But he's also passed up a lot of them. It's almost like the other team's like, yeah, go ahead. I dare you to knock it down. If you can knock it down, knock it down. But his percentage isn't good enough where they feel like they need to guard him. But he's not gotten to line at all like he did that first game.
Yep.
I mean, that's a big difference, too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.